This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We do want to dive back into the All-Star game from last night because I do think it was fun. I think it was great. And, you know, I still want your feedback because there are some, you know, there's some nuances and little nooks and crannies to that game that I think our bigger picture, you know, issues and storylines for Major League Baseball. And I think we got some new household names that maybe not everyone across the country would talk about. And I can think of three. We'll get to them in a second. Jeff, I just want to make sure that we had finished up what you were talking about, because I want to talk about who the big winners were.
Yeah, go.
Personally.
Go.
Let's talk to Alex though, real quick in Painesville. Hi, Alex. How are you?
Alex.
Good, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good.
I'll tell you what, Dan Menigan has been nailing it on the head this morning. He's pretty much on the same wavelength as I am.
Oh, Alex Menigan on line
one.
Which
makes him okay, correct,
good.
Obviously.
Poor soul, you may want to go talk to someone.
You know, they make pills for that now.
I'll tell you what, in the jump start of the show, like Menigan said, why are we trying to fix the All-Star game when it doesn't need fixing? I mean, it ended greatly. Everyone was happy. It was just a fantastic game. I was locked in the entire time. I mean, I didn't think I was going to be, considering the fact that we only had Stephen Kwan representing us, which, you know, he had a nice 30-foot base hit to
tied it up.
That was fun.
Guards but, ball, baby, yeah.
Exactly. Guards ball, which Guards ball also has 10 straight losses, but that didn't happen right.
But they've won 6-7. Come
That's
on.
Right. And
come on, Alex.
Two plays away from winning 8 in a row, if you ask me.
This is very true. I wanted to talk about a little bit to what you guys have already mentioned, is that Schwarber was the game MVP, well, like you said, going over 2.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of that. Again, it was so much fun in the way it ended. I understand how we don't have extra innings, you know, down pitchers. You can't really push that, especially
right.
Risking injury. I definitely get you don't want to do that, and I was perfectly fine with that. It was such a fun game. But, yeah, as far as the All-Star MVP, I'm not sure if that was the right.
When I was watching last night, they were saying that if you were in the swing off at the end, you weren't like the MVP voting should have been done before the swing off.
Okay, that's what I thought I saw, too.
Yeah, so I'm not crazy. Okay, good. Thank you for saying that, Alex. Sorry, because I'm sitting here looking.
They were winging it.
Right. Yeah, that's true. They had to make it up on the fly last night. It is what it is. I thought it was great.
Pete Alonso could have been the guy. Brent Rooker could have been the guy.
Well, yeah.
They each had big homers.
Yeah, Alonso was the guy that they thought was going to be, should have won it last night. So.
Yeah, also the ABS challenging system, that is 100% a win. I mean, it's just the way we can do it just so quickly. It's so not invasive of the actual gameplay. And again, to Menigan's point, I would agree to make it the majority of the ball has to clear the strike zone, and then it's a strike. Because, we had one or two calls that we had a sliver of the baseball touching the strike zone, and naturally it's called a strike. I would look into that possibly a little bit further if you're going to try to implement it in the actual season.
Gotcha. Alex. I agree with that, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
You and Menigan are smart guys.
Guys, so what should it be in that instance, though? I mean, it's like if it's in the strike zone at any point, should it, is it like breaking the plane, in football? That's the I think that's the million-dollar question for the game itself.
That's what they got to figure out. And it's just because the pitchers have so much advantage over the hitters that you're giving the pitchers another advantage if you're going to go, okay, a sliver of the ball touched the strike zone. You're expanding the strike zone, which is only going to benefit the pitchers. It's the only reason that
you expanding the strike zone, or is that ball in the strike zone? That's what they have to define. As if pitchers don't already have to put the ball, you know, as you would hear, you know, put it on a tee. Just throw it right in there. And sometimes a lot of folks don't think the strike zone's big enough.
Should the game define it then? Especially if we now have this, I think it's extremely difficult for an umpire, for the human eye to see it this way. But should it be defined as half to three quarters of the ball needs to be in the strike zone for it to be a strike? Or should it be 25 to 50%? Like, and would the game be better served if the league office defined that and then they could come up with the answer? And because then does that get you closer to a level playing field across the board for every hitter and not having to worry about, you know, the any given strike zone of a certain umpire? And by the way, it only works with that ABS system. I think so. I could be wrong, but what do you think?
Right. My big thing is the pitchers already have an advantage because they know what they're throwing. So, like, you're already going to be in a position where the pitchers have an advantage. I just want to shorten the gap a little bit. So, sure, if you go 50%, I'm in. If you go 75%, okay. That feels maybe to be a little too much, but I'm not going to sit here and throw a fit over it. It's going to be one of those, like, okay, this is what we're doing. Perfect, let's go.
They'll figure it out. They'll find
exactly.
Tune.
Yeah.
I will say that going into that, I've always been impressed by the way tennis does it. And so that's why. You know, tennis really has it right, and they get it. And so when Major League Baseball said that they were going towards that kind of a system for ABS, and it's 100% in for next year?
No.
It's still Manfred just let that slip when he was on Pat McAfee's show.
Yeah, he'll put it in there where it'll be like, we're now doing this, and everybody will own a little bit and then get
so
over
you're,
it.
So basically, if he was Roger Goodell, it'd be a done deal. If Roger said we're doing it, it'd be over.
Yes.
Right?
I mean,
it's Roger.
It's the difference between the NFL and Major League Baseball.
Rob Manfred still operates that way.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I get it. All right, give me the winners from this weekend.
I'm sure they'll put it in.
Jeff, I wrote down three winners, names that maybe folks weren't 100% behind now should be. So you want to give me your winners or you want me to go first? We'll go 1-1. Brett Rooker is definitely a household name. I thought, like, you look at the Home Run Derby, you look at last night. Like, I think if you didn't know who he was before the last 48 hours, you do now. So I wrote him down as Rooker's a winner in this thing.
Okay, I'll go with that. Rob Manfred.
Oh.
It worked. That's it. It worked. So Rob Manfred gets a attaboy, and he hasn't had a whole lot of those.
Mm, that's true. Dan?
By a homer if I say the Miz?
No, because Miz, I was going to throw him in too.
My homer if I say that?
Nope.
The kid's unbelievable. If you've never watched him pitch before, you got to see it yesterday, and you should sit down and watch him throw.
What did he go, 102, 103 on his first two pitches, something like that?
What did I send to Andy? It was 102.
Yeah, we were going. I asked you while the game was going on, I go, has he ever hit 103? It's the thing that makes it so exciting to watch him is it's effortless.
Yeah, like, he's so long.
He doesn't look like he's laboring at all.
He looks like he weighs about 7 pounds.
He was a winner of the whole weekend, too, because all the interviews they did with him, he was totally just a kid in the candy store. Looking around going, oh, my God, that's Shohei Ohtani.
You know the best line he had?
He was so pumped.
We mentioned it yesterday where he said, well, they're not mad at me. He's right. Nobody was mad at him for being in the game with, you know, 5 games played in the majors.
And Jacob Mizorowski is who we are talking about, too, because I called him the Miz earlier, and my inner Jeff Phelps kicked in and said, you should introduce his full name.
Is that only here, though, that's the conflict with the Miz?
No, it's everywhere.
It's nationwide with anybody who likes the WWE, but especially here. Mm.
There's a Jeff Phelps that's in my head that corrects me a lot of times.
Sorry.
The other big winner I thought from the weekend, too, was, or the last 2 days, sorry. Not
keeps me honest, I should say.
Cal Raleigh, for sure. Like, if you didn't know, like, I just think he's kind of, his name is truly, like, bubbled up here in the last 6 weeks, but
interesting use of the word bubble.
What else would you say?
Just move along. Most people got that.
Anyhow, Cal Raleigh, winner.
Chicken dinner.
All right. There was another topic. I think we'll end up talking about this a little bit going into the next segment. Who did you want to see in that swing off last night, and should players be allowed to leave? So we'll talk about that in a second. Let's go to Robert in Parma. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Real quick, just on that ABS you were talking about, I wonder if the box hasn't been adjusted so that it's within like a diameter of a baseball of the strike zone, so that anything that actually touches it is a strike. It's not like it's just barely catching the zone. It's that anything not touching it is outside of the actual strike zone. Does that make sense?
If the ball makes contact with the line, is it a strike? Is that what you're saying? Doesn't matter how much.
Yeah,
I would think
exactly.
So. I mean, isn't that tennis, right?
Smaller than the strike zone.
I believe that's tennis. I'm trusting you on this.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, if you're in the box, is it not a strike? Like, how much of it? It's almost like hockey. How much of the puck has to go over the line for it to be a goal? It's the same kind of thing there.
If you step on the line in the NFL, you're out of bounds.
That's right. Same thing. Yep. Jeff's got that right.
Ever seen those wiffle ball videos? They got the square behind the plate for what's a strike. As long as the pitcher hits it, it's a strike. I think it's kind of the same concept. It's not like we're just counting a sliver. We're counting the whole pitch as a strike. It's not like it was, it was just barely in there. No, that's definitely in there.
But the question is, if you get the sliver, should it be a strike? When the majority of the ball is outside.
Smaller than the actual zone.
Yeah, I think once you cross that line, it should be a strike no matter, even if you just get a sliver. That's just me personally. But again,
I'm not against it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fight you tooth and nail. I just think there's a lot of advantages to the pitchers already.
But if it's got to be 75 to 100% of the ball that's got to be inside the box, are you not creating the opportunity for more offense? That's my point.
Yeah, that's me
too. Taking the time to figure that out?
Well, I mean, it's better to do it that way than juicing the balls or having the players be juiced, isn't it? So, yeah. I mean, if you're trying to create more offense, then define what a strike is. And I don't know that even if you're the biggest baseball purist, there isn't much of an argument there. You're like, okay, I can understand this. This thing makes a lot of sense to me.
I hear you. Take care, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you, Robert. Robert Parma checking in. All right, let's come back. I do want to talk about this. I mean, you know, two of the biggest names were out of the building when the swing off.
Disagreement on the way.
So should they have been? That's my question for you. It is the All-Star game, so take that into consideration. You know, we'll talk about it. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.